Joe, I suppose at this stage, really, most of the talking is done. There may be one or two things, but it's...
It's all set. We had a late fitness test on young Brendan Rodgers last night because we weren't sure with a training session Wednesday night. We still weren't sure about him. But we put him through his paces now last night at the end of a warm-up and a bit of shooting practice, and he looks good to go tomorrow. So we think we're giving him the nod to start.
Yeah, and this would probably be his first start, is it? Because I think he had been...
Yeah, he had missed both Ulster games there because of
It goes without saying, regardless how tomorrow goes, it's been a great year so far for Slough Neil.
Oh, it's been a brilliant year now. The county board dinner was midweek there, and there was a big night's presentation. A lot of trophies to be carried home. So, yeah, it's been a good year for the club at both hurling and football, and... It's a big effort to keep both codes going, and keep them going successfully.
Part of your wildest dream at the start of the year to reach an Ulster final?
Never was even taken into consideration. Derry Championship was as much as we were hoping to do well in, and we have surpassed all expectations. Even getting out of Derry now, we have had two good games in Ulster, and came through them. Let's put it that way. And I think we've given a good enough account of ourselves against two good teams. Mm. So it's all to be played for tomorrow. We're a good team as well, and have taken some big scalps on the way to the final.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be more than confident, but we're equally confident.
Yeah. And obviously, it's always a tall order to come out of Derry. And I suppose everybody was looking at the start of the year, Ballinderry were the team to beat. You did it.
Well, that's this last good number of years, and Derry. Ballinderry have been the team to beat, and still were, and we got the rub of the green against them in the closing stages of the game, and got a goal that won the game for us. And thankfully, at least we have went on now in Ulster and proved that it wasn't a fluke, that it was we deserved to win the game, and we went out, and I suppose they have been the team in Derry that have been representing the county and Ulster in the last number of years and represented them well. But at least we haven't let them down. We haven't out in one or two matches, and we're now in a final.
Yeah.
And I just hope that we can go a step further tomorrow. But
A lot has been made over about St. Enda's win over Cross Midland in the quarter final, and there's no getting away from it. You know, it was a big win, and Cross have been the benchmark in the province for as long as we care.
Oh, very much so.
As long as we care to remember, but. You know, your victory over Clontibret was a big one too, because they had beaten St. Gall's and they had beaten Kilcoo.
Oh, they had taken two big scalps as well. Like I would, at the start of the Ulster Championship, I would have fancied Kilcoo to have been thereabouts this year. But it's just funny, that's the way football goes. And as I say, going into the Clontibret game, we were underdogs and we really controlled that game. We could maybe have won it by more, but we were happy enough with the end result.
Mm. And really, you've been knocking on the doors and maybe flattered to deceive more than most in Derry in recent years. What's different this year?
We won the last championship 10 years ago. We have been in another couple of finals and beaten semi-final stages and that. And we just didn't do enough those years to get over the line. Now, since that, we've acquired a few young players that have come through the ranks, probably have strengthened the team a bit. But this year, I think, really, the change has been Mickey's input.
Mickey Moran.
Mickey Moran's input. Mickey has come along and he has coached well, and everybody knows what their job is, and everybody's fairly comfortable on the ball, and a lot of the training's done with ball in hand, so ball handling capabilities are good. They're comfortable on the ball. And I think just Mickey's presence has made the difference this year. But having said that, I'm sure it's past Mickey's expectations where we've got to, but I've put it all down to him.
And as we've spoken of many times in the last few weeks, your success is built on a sound defence?
Would be, yes. Midfield Stoke sound defence, and just get enough scores to get us over the line. But defensively, we apart from a game early in the championship against Dungiven, we have given nothing away. We just got caught in the hot that day, but in the replay, we corrected all. Well, I suppose in the second half of the replay, because we were 7 points down that day against Dungiven, we put things right, made a few changes, and we got out of jail. But in the replay, we comfortably. The next big test then was Ballinderry, and it was a big test, but luckily we got through it as well, and we have marched on.
Yeah, yeah. And the general impression is that tomorrow's game is going to be decided, really, is the battle between your defence and their forward line, because that's supposed to be their real strength, you know, with players like Jason
McEnany. Yeah, their forward line and their half-back line. Their half-back line are capable of coming forward and taking scores as well, you know. So there'll be more in the forward line to look out for, to be honest. We've watched them, and, you know.
And again, obviously, when people talk about club sides, they talk about county players, and obviously you have Patsy Bradley, Chrissy McKeag, Francis McEldowney. You know, obviously these are big, important players tomorrow, but it's not just about them.
They have experience at county level as well, like, you know, but it's just how they do in the day, regardless of whether they ever play to the county or not.
In terms of the game itself, what type of game are you expecting? Close, tight, marking, defensive
game?
Yeah,
it'll be a close, tight, marking game. That's just the way football's played nowadays. You know, the day of catch and kicks, it might have led to slightly more entertaining football. The ball had been going forward a lot quicker, but you've got to go with the times, and as I say, every team's more or less playing to the same discipline now.
Yeah.
And we'll be no different than anybody else in that, getting men behind the ball and keeping possession and trying to work into good positions for scores.
Yeah, you've spoken about Brendan Rodgers and the good news on his front in terms of injury. Have you got everybody else?
Oh, he was the only question mark. Everybody else is flying. There's no other injury problems at all, Tom.
Yeah. So looking forward to it, and maybe getting your name on the cup.
Well, we can only hope. We can only hope. It's an Irish football, and whoever wins in the day, good luck to them. That's how I look at it. The FOMA one will wish them well going forward, and I'd hope they'll do the same for us if we'd be lucky enough to get a result.
Hmm.